producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We bid you a good day. Hello. 7 after the hour, another hour of good day. Wednesday, March the 9th. With Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Shocking. Hillary loses Michigan to Bernie Sanders. The headline reads, Bernie surges to defy the polls. Pretty much the same headline as has been applied to Donald Trump. He is surging. Bernie won Michigan. Donald Trump took three different states. So let's see if we can dig around in all of this and get some thinking going. Emails to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Interesting comments on the presidential race already, among many other things. Here's Diane Kelly reporting on a lawsuit Bernie Sanders filed after he found out young people in Ohio were being told they weren't eligible to vote in the primary next week.
On Tuesday, Bernie Sanders' campaign sued Ohio Secretary of State John Husted. The lawsuit accuses Husted for trying to bar young voters from participating in the state's March 15th primary. The Sanders campaign released a statement today saying, "It is an outrage that the Secretary of State in Ohio is going out of his way to keep young people, significantly African-American young people, Latino young people, from participating." While Ohio law says that 17-year-olds who will be 18 by the November election can vote in the primary, Husted released a pamphlet in December saying the young voters were ineligible to vote.
Yeah, that's the kind of tricks. This is why so many people understand what those of us who have been around for a long time and are observers of the reality. The system is so broken. It's so corrupt. It so needs fixing. The outrage that is that which was described there, trying to keep people from voting, every single person who is eligible, and if the determination has been made that if you're 18 by the time the regular election comes around, then you should be able to vote in the primary, why are you getting in the way of that? What a great civics lesson. Oh, the whole thing is a great civics lesson, except we don't have civics taught anymore in the schools, and that's why these people can get away with it, because many people don't know what their rights are. They don't know what they're supposed to be able to do. It's disgraceful. Disgusting, in fact. Speaking of disgusting, some more political analysis from people who just don't want to give up. The arrogance of Charles Krauthammer, who says values don't seem to factor into people who decide to vote for Donald Trump. What the hell are you talking about? Listen to this.
The fact that Trump scores so low on shares your values, something like 13%. And it turns out, of course, that doesn't matter. In this election cycle, this is something completely different. And it's connected with the other result from the exit polls. Namely, the fact that Trump beats Cruz among evangelicals, which is sort of counterintuitive. But my theory of this is that evangelicals, having supported Huckabee in the past, or Santorum in the past, others who are like them, they are not satisfied with when they get Trump. They know he's not a guy who's one of them, but he's a guy they think will defend them against an aggressively secular society, squeezing them on all kinds of issues from same-sex marriage to abortion, etc. They don't care about the values part. They care about protection and defense of being a tough guy, leadership, strength. So that, and that's the story of the entire campaign beyond the evangelicals. If you look at the issues, for example, immigration, which is supposed to be the big issue for Trump, is only about 9% of Republicans in Michigan made it the number one issue. That's not what counts. It is the attitude that comes out of his immigration stance. The idea that we're not going to take it anymore, we're going to be tough, we're going to crack down on people who are taking advantage of us. That, I think, is showing in Michigan and Mississippi, and that's what's sustaining Trump right through up until today.
Yeah. The theory is so one-sided and so arrogant. I'm going to tell you that you're not smart enough to see what the big picture is. People who support Trump don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to think and all of that other stuff. You know, there are plenty of things not to like about Donald Trump, but there are also things to like about him in comparison to the rest of these phonies that are up there. And that's what they are. Cruz is a $3 bill. Rubio's a loser. And this is not to speak about their personalities. They just don't have what the mainstream in America wants. Read the tea leaves, Charlie. Understand that the people are telling you, and you guys keep fighting it. You keep arguing among yourselves as to why it's going on. It's going on because people are fed up with people like you who want to control what everybody thinks and says and does. Not going to work anymore. Here's Jesse Drucker talking about his article on Donald Trump courting Chinese investors for one of his upcoming projects.
The U.S. has a program where if you're coming from outside the U.S. and you want to try to get residency in the U.S., if you have $500,000 to put up and it goes to a project that qualifies, you can get a two-year visa and a very high likelihood of getting permanent residency in the country. And so what this article is about is that there is a building, a 50-story luxury rental building that Donald Trump's son-in-law is building in Jersey City right now called Trump Bay Street. And it's gotten about a quarter of its financing, about $50 million, through this program. This program is overwhelmingly going to people from China, which is sort of ironic given the rhetoric in the campaign about China.
Okay, so Drucker works for Bloomberg Business. And we know that Bloomberg doesn't support Trump. We'll probably support Hillary Clinton in the final event. And so there's a certain amount of, and I have great regard and respect for Mr. Bloomberg and what he's done in being the mayor of New York, running the business. But you got to figure that people either are going to have his attitude, which is something that reflects here. Not that we shouldn't know this stuff, because we should. We ought to know what Donald Trump is doing in terms of how he's investing and what he's creating in his business world. If his name is on it, we ought to know what's what and who's who. But this, the fact that all these things are being brought to bear, and it doesn't make any difference. Mitt Romney, basically, he just basically ruined the public's feeling and thinking about him to not. There's nothing that came out of his saying what he did last week. Look at what's going on here. Look at the millions of people who continue to support Donald Trump. Well, anyway, we'll get to the candidates and some of the things they said in a moment as we pursue yesterday's results in the presidential race. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 14 after the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 18 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So the candidates are talking, as you can imagine. Donald Trump making remarks after he did pretty well yesterday.
By the way, I can be more presidential than anybody. I can be more presidential if I want to be. I can be more presidential than anybody. You know, when I have 16 people coming at me from 16 different angles, you don't want to be so presidential. You have to win. You have to beat them back, right? But I would say more presidential, and I've said this a couple of times, more presidential than anybody other than the great Abe Lincoln.
So Donald Trump is now comparing himself to Abe Lincoln. Well, what do you know? All right, here's Ted Cruz on his candidacy.
There's no doubt that Trump has built this image of being unstoppable and unbeatable. But that image has crashed into reality. At this point, our campaign has beaten him not once, not twice, but seven times now. And I think that's one of the things that is accelerating the party unifying behind our campaign, because it is becoming abundantly clear. If you want to defeat Donald Trump, our campaign is the only one who can do it.
Really? This guy is a little out of touch, it seems to me. And speaking of out of touch, here's Marco Rubio.
We have to nominate and elect a conservative, but a conservative that can unite this party. I just told you a moment ago how important it is we defeat Hillary Clinton. We are not going to defeat her. If we nominate someone that over 60% of our party rejects, and a third of our party refuses to ever vote for. If we are not together, we cannot win. I can unite this party. But it's not just about uniting this party. We have to grow it. That means we have to take our conservatism to people that aren't voting for us now and convince them that conservatism is right for them. I know that I can do that because I've done it my whole life. But I want you to know, you believed in me once. I am asking you to believe again. We can win this election, and we will. I need your help next Tuesday, because we're not just going to win the Florida primary. We are going to win Florida in November, and we are going to turn this country around, and we are going to leave for our children what Americans always leave their children, the single greatest nation in the history of all mankind.
Man, does he sound tired. Oof. And his message is tired, and it doesn't even sound like he believes in himself anymore. Why doesn't he just get out? Would be my question. We have time, Kara. Play that. I don't know. No, maybe we don't have time. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yesterday, with those folks in Hawaii who were doing the caucuses, recorded a phone message that was played, or actually the people got all over Hawaii yesterday, starting with, "Aloha, this is Arnold."
Aloha, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm calling to ask you to vote for my dear friend, Governor John Kasich, in the Hawaiian Republican Caucus. Being governor is the type of experience that prepares you to be president. John Kasich hasn't just talked about balancing the budget or growing jobs. He's an action hero.
serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds, use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For daylight saving time, increase the risk one has of having a stroke. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor. He and his wife Mary do podcasts, and I made reference to the one that's out this week about mental health, microbes, and moms. How's that connected?
Well, there's billions of bacteria all over the body. It's gut, your eyes, your ears, your skin. It affects the way the body functions. It even affects the way the DNA presents itself, how your nervous system works, how you feel. So depression, anxiety, even schizophrenia can be reversed. They're deeply related to the function and the health of the gut. So that's what we talk about. How the bacteria in you works, how to know if you have good bacteria, bad bacteria, how you can improve your mental state as a result of what is growing in the gut.
All right, so these are produced every week. There are 60 or 70 of them so far. Hundreds of thousands of people download them at theforbiddendoctor.com. Find out different things, different standards, health technologies, and techniques that you may not have come across before. And so it's great reading and great listening. When I think about reading, I read the Long Life Energy Enzymes bottle. As a matter of fact, I have one of them right in front of me here, a product that has done so much good so far. And it's only been on the market, what, 6-7 months? How long has this been on the market?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than 6 months, not much, yes.
Yeah. All right, so this is a product that Jack and his folks have produced. They've compounded it. It gives your pancreas a rest. It supports your normal healthy state in the gut. That's really what it wants to do. And it has all kinds of things in it, like curcumin, which is very important for so many different functions, great for cancer prevention, enzymes galore. That's why they call it the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I guess I cleverly have figured that out on my own, Jack. Pretty good, huh?
Well, after 6 months, you should, that's good timing.
All right, so the Long Life Energy Enzyme, something you ought to have for yourself if you're eating a lot of processed foods. Two warnings for you today. Jack, have you called your senators and gotten them to vote against the DARK Act, which is coming
up
today?
I did not know about that till I heard you earlier in the show.
Yep. Get to it. That's something really.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
A lot of people. Yeah, it really
is. There's 27 countries in Europe have banned GMOs.
GMO food, right.
Yes.
Yep. All right. And this, by the way, but if you're exposed to it, the Long Life Energy Enzymes will help you work around it, should you care to do that.
Certainly.
A great probiotic product. So here's what you do. You go on to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You click on products, and then you click on the code. When it comes to a code, click on Doug or write in Doug, and you get a 10% discount. These things are superb for adjusting your body, and that's what you want to do. All right. Let's spend a couple of minutes here. Daylight saving time, a week from this weekend. And there are reports that it does increase your risk of heart problems, stroke, that sort of thing. I don't know why an extra hour, what is it, spring ahead, fall backwards. So spring ahead, you lose an hour of sleep. But so what? People lose that. I mean, I lose an hour of sleep three or four nights a week. I wish there was only an hour sometimes.
Well, these things trigger pattern changes in the body anyway, not just in the sense that the circadian rhythm, the ability to go to sleep, the ability to wake up as the sun and the light increases or decreases depending on the time of the day, but it also triggers other kinds of psychological things that here is spring. Have you met your goals? Are there still problems lacking in your life that you haven't been able to address? It triggers things like this. Anytime there's a major scheduled change in our lifestyles, it brings these kinds of things on. And the idea of the spring springing forward is that there's a loss. There's an inherent loss going on. And as Jen was pointing out earlier, you look at the statistics that follow the day that daylight savings is instituted in the spring, there's a significant number of strokes that will occur. And not just strokes, there's a bunch of other things. I've seen some reports on this, increased traffic accidents, business problems, all these kinds of things. So you just, you know.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 33 after the hour, I'm pleased to be on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we parse. That's a wonderful word, isn't it? Nobody ever used it until Bill Clinton came along and wanted to have is defined, remember? So now there are a lot of other things that mean that need to be defined, meanings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm really troubled today by a couple of things that have come together that have become obvious that are not good. I've not been a fan of Facebook. Yeah, I use it. I got a Facebook page for my program with thousands of people that give us contributions, and that's cool, and follow what is going on in the program. And I have my own personal Facebook page. But I'm thinking that perhaps it's time for cancellation. Maybe you'll be thinking that way, too, after I tell you the story of the relationship between Monsanto, the evilest of all corporations, in my opinion, the evilest, and Facebook. The latest on GMO legislation in Congress. Remember, we've talked about the DARC bill and how that went through the Senate committee, and I urged all of you to be in touch with your senator so that he or she would know, your senators, two of them from each state, how you felt about not being able to have any choice. Meanwhile, yesterday I was talking about other states that are passing these labeling bills so you know that you're buying GMO food. That's all. You can buy. You ought to be able to buy what you want, but know what your choices are. Here's Lori Hartfeinst, who talked about the latest on GMO legislation, the DARC bill in Congress.
We're getting closer and closer to not having any clue about what's in our food anymore, especially now that the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015 just passed the Agriculture Committee and is now heading to the House floor. Because what the bill does is it blocks states from imposing their own laws that would make it mandatory to label food for GMOs. In other words, on a federal countrywide level, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act outlaws mandatory GMO labeling. Instead, the bill wants to make GMO labeling a voluntary thing. Let's just leave it up to the food makers to decide whether or not they want a label for GMOs. So in other words, we're getting closer to never knowing when we eat GMO food. Now, when Obama was campaigning, he promised to let folks know when their food had been genetically modified. But Congress is feeling pretty confident that the president will sign the bill into law in the fall. And if he does, it will overturn mandatory GMO labeling laws already passed in Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine. So, there's a hot debate going on right now about this, with opponents calling the bill the Denying Americans the Right to Know, or DARK Act. Others are calling it the Monsanto Protection Act on steroids, since the agri-giant has such a vested interest in the bill.
Okay. So you've gotten that information before from me, but it's interesting to hear a blogger put it into perspective. There are lots of food blogs and lots of people getting pretty worked up about food choices as well. We ought to be. This is why Donald Trump is making the headway that he is. This is why the traditional politicians like even Hillary Clinton, but Bernie Sanders, all the people that are in the Senate, Rubio and Cruz, they're all falling out because they're responsible for stuff like this. Has anybody asked Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz on the stump about their votes? Are they even going there to vote on the DARK Act? And the same Bernie Sanders would vote against it, I'm sure about that, because he's from Vermont. Here's a news anchor named Mark Maxwell who's talking now about a connection that has emerged between Monsanto and Facebook.
Many of you are likely familiar with the brand Monsanto. While you may not see it at your grocery store, it's one of the biggest influences in how you buy your food, the ingredients inside. They're the world's largest supplier of seeds and has a great deal of influence in the agricultural industry. But Monsanto also happens to be a publicly traded company, and the majority of its shares are owned by a very small group of wealthy investors. That list includes the Vanguard Group and BlackRock Advisors, LLC. It turns out Monsanto is not the only company that those two funds are heavily interested and invested in. They're also two of the top five shareholders in Facebook. Now, there are some critics pointing to this as a potential conflict of interest. For instance, could our right to free speech be under threat by the very same wealthy people who hold incredible influence over our food supply and our control a main source of our information, as most people now look to Facebook for their news?
All right. So let's go one step further as Mr. Maxwell talks about anti-Monsanto comments on Facebook that disappear.
In 2013, there was a Facebook event going viral. It was a page for the group March Against Monsanto. They were hosting an event at the company's headquarters in St. Louis, but the event was mysteriously deleted. Then 2 years later, in 2015, there was an article posted by Natural Society that was exposing some falsehoods found in the House of Representatives Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. That was a non-GMO or a GMO Transparency Act. And that article was widely censored on Facebook just days before that vote was scheduled to take place in Washington. And people online reported something strange happening. They were forced, just like you would if you were going to go buy a ticket to a concert or some event, you were forced to sign into these security messages proving you were a real person and not a robot. Other people reported receiving warnings that the page they were visiting was unsafe and they were not allowed to enter the site. Yet even after jumping through many of those hoops, social media users and their posts would simply disappear from their Facebook wall. Now, at this point, it's been difficult for any journalist to prove that someone at Monsanto gave a direct order and contacted Facebook telling them to remove that article. But the timing is raising eyebrows. And as we mentioned before, both companies are bound to some of the very same shareholders, many of whom are looking for a return on their investment. In the boardroom, a covert operation like this one could be referred to as corporate synergy. But to readers at home, or reporters in a newsroom, or publishers at an editor's station, it could look a lot more like covering up one's tracks or using a powerful position to silence critics.
Okay, so what also is going on here, as I have said many times before, not only do you look at the board of directors and the owners of stock in Monsanto and Facebook, but look at the big drug companies, and you'll find a threesome here. I'm just becoming aware of the Facebook connection. Here's blogger Lori Hartfeist once again talking about this Facebook tendency to block anti-Monsanto comments.
Prominent health writer Anthony Gucciardi actually took a screenshot of Facebook blocking him from posting a story from NaturalSociety.com called Congress Could Soon Ban GMO Labeling Under New Bill. Facebook clearly told him that the post was blocked by their security systems, but gave no reason. Now, I'm not going to try to say GMO labeling is good or bad right now. I'm just going to say that Facebook blocking information from one side of the table is obviously bad, especially because Facebook is right now trying to own the news, and about 60% of its users actually get their news from Facebook. And they're encouraging news outlets to publish on Facebook instead of their own site. So Facebook is clearly making a play to control the news right now. But when they block information about GMO labeling and Monsanto, it's got to make you wonder who exactly is controlling Facebook.
I'm interested in this, man. I'm really interested in this. Controlling the news, here it is. How many times have you heard me say over the past 4 or 5 years that these tablets, these smartphones, these things that you, most of you are also married to, are going to be able to control your thinking? There it is. Those of you, how many people around the planet? 1.5 billion people belong to Facebook, and they're connected to Monsanto. You're going to try to tell me that there isn't something insidious going on? Of course there is. And people have got to always be on guard. You have to always be on guard because there is always something going on. You can say, oh, come on, Doug, another conspiracy? Yep, that's exactly what it is. 42 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, now I have 14 for the hour, 46 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. For those of you who do not know, Kim Kardashian once again broke the internet. She posted a naked selfie. So as a result of that, a lot of buzz on social media. Most of it not pleasant for Kim. It might be interesting to note that this selfie was not new. She admitted it was a year old. She was blonde at the time, 25 pounds lighter. So you got to wonder about all of this and all the attention. I don't really understand the allure behind Kim or any of the Kardashians, frankly. But, you know, I may be in the minority there, as I am with many other things. Let's listen around and see if we can put some ideas together from various blogs and programs. Here's T.J. Holmes, who appears with Rena Ninen on something called The Skinny, talking about this photo.
In case you didn't go on the internet, then there may be an image you have yet to see. Kim Kardashian, once again, posting a nude selfie on social media. To her credit, she did censor something, but still, it caused quite a stir.
Yes, creeps and fans alike were delighted with her revealing post, but Kim was apparently just toying with the world. Last night, the 35-year-old mom of two explained, tweeting, "I'm flattered. Some of you guys thought my post earlier was a recent pic. That was my blonde moment a year ago and 25 pounds.
Well, regardless of the context, many other celebrities reacted to the digital display of flesh, including Bette Midler, who threw some shade. If Kim wants us to see a part of her we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera.
Other comments. Let's see here. Nick writes, if you want to criticize Kim Kardashian, there are plenty of good, valid reasons. Her wanting to be in a naked picture is not one of them. I'm really not down with all this body shaming stuff that's going on. Yesterday, by the way, was International Women's Day, and it was interesting that this became the big blow up on International Women's Day. She writes on her own Twitter page, "Hey guys, I wanted to write a post elaborating on my tweets. In all seriousness, I never understand why people get so bothered by what other people choose to do with their lives. I don't do drugs, I hardly drink, I've never committed a crime, and yet I'm a bad role model for being proud of my body." Here, let's see, YouTube personality Kingsley wants to know why the bleep people continue to talk about Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian posted a nude selfie to which Bette Midler made a joke. Chloe Grace Moretz responded, talking about she should use her platform for good and set a better example to young women. Pierce Morgan said some stuff. Kim responded with some Kanye-like drags about Pierce Morgan being a sugar daddy and Chloe Grace Moretz not being known and Bette Midler trying to be her fake friend. The whole thing is just so unnecessary and redundant. Why? In 2016, are we still trying to convince Kim Kardashian to cover up her body? Why, in 2016, is anyone looking at Kim Kardashian to be any type of example for anything? If you are upset at Kim Kardashian for not setting a good example for young girls, then you have failed as a specimen for even having that notion or expectation in your head. Basically, I'm begging and pleading, can everyone just shut up about Kim Kardashian? And I don't even mean that in a negative way. At this point, I just genuinely want to know, why does she continue to get people outraged by doing nothing? She posts like this all the time.
Well, that's what gets me. I'm like, God, don't people get exhausted just worrying about other people's lives all the time?
Well, it's that. Plus the whole issue, again, International Women's Day yesterday. I think the conversation here is about body shaming. I think that the focus ought to be on Ashley Graham as well as the attention being paid to Kim Kardashian. She's the lady who is in this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, plus size model, very attractive. There's been a lot of positive feedback from people like me who think that these sorts of women are attractive. Skinny didn't dictate the winner. There are a lot of things that trouble me, though. Cheryl Teagues comes out and says that being a large model is unhealthy, which is nonsense. Bigger body type. There's a lot of this stuff. The people who go after Ronda Rousey, for example, that doesn't work for me either. 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joined by Todd Hollander, who's managing director and head of business banking for MUFG Union Bank. The business banking group serves a lot of businesses, has become a good medium-sized bank. They had a small business economic survey that showed that small business owners are less optimistic this year because of uncertainty surrounding election implications. Certainly the interest rate thing has to be a worry for a lot of people. Half of business owners in this survey unprepared or don't know if they are prepared for interest rate changes. 44% of owners believe the Affordable Care Act is the most concerning election issue for them, followed by immigration, equal pay, and foreign trade. So after you got the results of this survey, where did your mind go, Todd? So you see the results. What do you do with this information?
Well, a couple things. So first of all, we've been doing this survey for 17 years, and the reason we do it is we really want to keep a pulse on our clients' attitudes, what they're hopeful for, so we can be in the best position to serve them. That was the first thing. The second thing is, they're a little more pessimistic than they were last year, but it's kind of a pattern that we've seen in an election year, especially an election year where you're going to change administrations, for sure. That creates more anxiety, and then also a lot of the global economic uncertainty, China, et cetera, is adding to more uncertainty. Those things are all true, but to keep it in perspective, last year was the apex of our survey of where optimism was the highest. We're a little off those highs, so we're nowhere near recession time or other times where the economy's looked really bad. Our business owners are by and large still pretty optimistic.
All right. So how much of this group are minority-owned businesses versus non-minority? And I don't even know how to define that anymore. I was talking about that a little while ago, whether it's a black-owned or Hispanic-owned or whatever other minorities might fit into the picture. Is that a factor here? Do we have a well-rounded group of business owners that are being surveyed?
Yeah, we seek to have the survey mirror the populations in the communities we serve, and minorities are counted as women, veteran-owned, and minority-owned business owners.
Mm-hmm. So why do you do this survey? What does it do for you and your customers? This is something, and the reason I ask you is I do business with a small bank. I love smaller banks. The big banks are just so out of touch, and I'm guessing that you did this because it does help separate you from some of the huge banks that are around the country, right?
Yeah, well, we consider ourselves a kind of a big enough to matter and small enough to care bank. So what it allows us to do is stay very close to the attitudes of the people we serve, and also when we're looking to design products and services or really put our associates in a place to be a trusted advisor to those businesses, keeping a normal calibrated pulse on the market and finding out what people are thinking, both customers and non-customers, has been very valuable for us.
Well, what I find most interesting here is that, to go back to looking at the results, the number of people who believe the Health Care Act is the most concerning. This is where the rubber meets the road because of what you have to provide your employees. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're minority or not. It's very sobering, is it not?
It is, and I think there's still a large degree of uncertainty and a lack of awareness about what the Affordable Care Act actually means to the business owners. So I think that's fueling why it popped up so high in the survey on the list of concerns.
All right. So when you look at this, how active will these people be, do you think, in working the election out? I'm looking, we're having, of course, the results of primaries, and people say, well, Trump is this and Trump is that, or the other guys are this, that, or the other thing. One of the reasons that I think Trump and Bernie Sanders are getting as much traction is because they're addressing these things that are egregious, and nobody else seems to be addressing them. Would you say that that is something you could take from your survey as well, that these people would be headed toward voting or supporting either of these two candidates because of their feelings, their concerns about where the business community is going?
Yeah, you know, I think business owners, like the general population, vote with their pocketbooks and their conscience. So, you know, taxes, regulation, environmental issues, minimum wage, interest rates and economic stimulus are all also things that people cited as concerns. So I think wherever they feel that their vote is going to be best cast to help their business and help their families, I think that's where they're cast from.
What I find most interesting is that people just don't get, the people that are protesting, you know, let's tax all these businesses and stuff, they just don't understand where the jobs come from. It's very, must be very frustrating for you and so with the business owners to have to deal with that reality. I find it very frustrating, frankly. All right, where's the website is unionbank.com. If you want to find out more about what they do or the results of this survey, it's unionbank.com. Thanks to Todd Hollander here. To help us understand what this particular group of people thinks is the future. Thanks, Todd.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.